Welcome to a special Bets and Quotes episode. I'm your co-host Chuck, otherwise known as Power Trip Bets.
And I'm Dave, Power Trip Quotes.
All right, and we are not doing a regular show this week, but we wanted to bring you our locks of the week because, Dave, I don't know if you've noticed, but as a podcast, we are 4 for 6 on our locks of the week.
Wow, that is a very impressive average between the two of us.
That is, and, you know, I'm all about math, and I like averages, so let's not worry about, you know, which one of us has a better record or a worse record. Let's just do this as a show, right?
Right, of course.
All right, and very preferable for me. Well, one game that I did not bet on last week was the Patriots-Jets game. We have had a ton of games this year with large spreads, and last weekend was no exception. The Patriots, it was about a 21-point average when all was said and done, were 21-point favorites over the Jets. And if you happen to catch any of this game, as I did, the Patriots were leading 30-14 late in the fourth quarter. So that was a 16-point lead, which is two scores in the NFL. So Patriots have a two-score lead late in the fourth quarter, 2 minutes, 33 seconds left. The Jets have the ball deep in their own territory, fourth down and two. Now, Dave, you're not a football coach, but you are a football fan. So the scenario is the Jets have the ball, fourth and two, deep in their own territory, down two scores to the Patriots. What are you doing in that situation?
Run the damn football.
You're running the ball for the first down.
Yes.
All right. Well, the Jets, in all their infinite wisdom, punted on fourth and two when they're down two scores with 2.5 minutes left. They were literally trying to cover the spread. They literally punted with 2.5 minutes left and gave up all hope of attempting to win this game. So, the amazing thing to me, I don't know if I was more, you know, flabbergasted at that coaching decision or more flabbergasted that the betting community didn't really seem as outraged as I thought they would be. Because if you're a Patriots backer, you 100% want the Jets to go for that so you can stop right. them and maybe punch in a late TD and try and get your cover. But the Jets were just like, you know what? We're covering the spread. That's good enough for us. And we're punting the ball away. So, complete idiotic coaching. And, you know, if you were following me on Twitter Monday night, I was really getting on good old Jay Gruden as well, because the lack of just game theory knowledge and understanding by some of these coaches is appalling to me.
Yeah, if that's not New York Jets football, then I don't know what is. That's pretty on brand. But, I mean, they are 1-2 now against the spread. So, shout out Jets.
It's pathetic, and it just makes me again want to send my resume to every team and go, I'm available, game theory, let's go. But anyway, well, let's get on to our locks of the week. So, the aforementioned, we are 4-2 against the spread as a podcast. Now, I, of course, want the average because I've contributed exactly one of those four wins, but you are a perfect 3-0. So since it's an even week, I get to go first this week. And I'm going to go right back and go after the man I just ripped, Jay Gruden. And I am going to take the New York Football Giants at home, giving up three. I'm going to lay the 3 points. Take the Giants over the Redskins. The Redskins are on a short week. They're traveling to the Giants. The Giants have all the momentum with Danny Dimes at quarterback now, making a ton of plays. The Redskins are just, they're just god-awful, and Jay Gruden has to be about the worst coach in the NFL, as evidenced by his game theory management on Monday. So, me, Giants, -3. What do you got, Dave?
All right. Well, I'm looking to stay hot. Went with the Rams the last 2 weeks. As a Minnesota Vikings fan, this pains me to say it, but I am taking the Chicago Bears at home Sunday against the Vikings, -2. Chicago was 8-2 at home against the Vikings in their last 10 matchups with an average margin of victory of 10.4 points. The Bears were 12-5-0 against the spread in 2018, which was first in the NFL. And Chicago was 6-1-0 against the spread as a home favorite in 2018, which also was the best in the NFL. Kirk Cousins loses big games. Can't bet with your heart as much as I'm a Vikings fan. I got my money on the Bears, -2.
So the nightmare scenario for you is the Vikings are leading by 2 late and Eddie Pinheiro nails a 53-yard field goal and the Bears win by 1.
Well, and he's been having some injury problems, actually. He's got some nerve pain, as we learned on Monday night. But Eddie the Pinata Pinheiro, he might kick in a late field goal to cover that spread.
All right, well, there you have it. We've got the Giants -3 and the Bears -2. So good luck if you're driving down to Diamond Joe's and playing either one of those. And we will see you next week.